This is the Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage show by Mark Helm. Nothing Mark shares with you guarantees your success in the self-storage business. This is for informational purposes only. There are no calls to action and nothing said or implied is a call for investment money into self-storage or any other asset class. You are responsible for your success in the self-storage business or any endeavor in life. Enjoy the show, and here is Mark Helm.
In the self-storage business, there's a big move and a lot of forward momentum for fully automated storage facilities. Heck, I even own involved in one myself. But I still think the human touch really matters. Let's talk about that today. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses a lot of the training that I offer small investors who want to get in or grow their self-storage business. You can find out more about it at Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage. Just click the store tab. I invite you to look at the on-demand self-storage boot camp designed to take you from wherever you are right now all the way in today's reality of putting your first or your next self-storage facility into service. Now, I'm not here to say that automated facilities are not a good thing. Like I said, I'm a partner in one right now. Not overly impressed with it, but it works. But today I'd like to talk about a little more traditional approach to actually running the facility using well-trained managers. Now keep in mind, I'm talking about larger facilities in 48 or more thousand square feet where the economics are there to actually pay for a good manager. You're not getting $50 for a 10 by 10. There's just real solid economics there. But the drift is towards automating larger and larger facilities. Now, I could take the position that well-trained managers enhance customer service, and they do. In our facilities, probably second or third largest source of new leases are referrals from current customers, and that happens not because my doors don't squeak and not because the gate always works. It happens because of the relationship that our personnel have with the tenants. So that would be fairly easy to quantify. You could determine how many referrals we get compared to what the average facility gets. Then you look at what the average value of a customer is. You know what the average value of your customer is. And let's say that in the course of a year, we get 22 more move-ins from our customer service referrals, and the average value of a customer is $3,200. You can figure out the value of that extra customer service to some degree or other. But I'm not going to take that approach. I'm going to take more of a strictly economic approach to why I think having well-trained managers at a facility make a difference. And how I'm going to do that is I'm going to look at ancillary income. Ancillary income like U-Haul rentals, or ancillary income like selling tenant insurance, or ancillary income like selling retail items. Now, in our automated facility, our retail sales are zero. In our automated facility, our U-Haul sales or commissions are zero. And our tenant insurance is very low unless you make it mandatory. I hope you do. But in the facility I'm a partner in, we don't. So it's low. So that's even close to zero. So let me tell you a story. In 2020, we sold a facility. So I was looking at it recently, and I looked at the 2019 P&L that we sent those buyers. Our total income was $1.3 million. Actually, it was $1,300,203. That was our total income for the calendar year of 2019. Yes, it was a big facility. It was 100,000 square feet of self-storage, and it had acres of parking. It was big, but that was our income for that year. Take a look at this. Of that $1.3 million, $20,470 of it was tenant insurance. $34,796 were U-Haul commissions, and $12,237 were retail sales. That's $67,503. Now, because we have a manager on site, we can sell retail items. In fact, we measure it. Retail sales per move-in. That's one of the key performance indicators our managers are graded on. We create what that's going to be at the beginning of the year. Then I give, as an owner, I give them whatever they need to hit that number. And then next year we create a new one that will usually be higher. So we're selling retail items. Hell, I'd sell televisions if people would buy them at a storage facility. But mostly we sell boxes, locks, etc. We also lease U-Haul. In fact, that number for 2019 was lower. There were years where we had almost double that at that facility, but that was a low U-Haul number for that year. And tenant insurance, we made it mandatory for new people moving in, and then if they proved to us that their homeowners covers it, we removed it off, and we started really making penetrations into our existing customer base, having them pay for tenant insurance, and by 2019, we were probably at 60% penetration into our current customer base, having them do pay for and use our tenant insurance that we sold. Now, there was nothing unusual about that number. It seems large, but in reality, it was about 5.2% of our income. Now, I'm not going to include late fees. I'm not going to include admin fees. I get those in our remotely managed facilities as well. But having 5% of your income or so, 5 to 5.5% of your gross income be ancillary sales, are nothing unusual about that. Now, here's what I've discovered. When we sold this facility and every facility we've ever sold, buyers, or at least the buyers we work with, will pay whatever cap rate they're using or we're negotiating for our income stream, our net operating income. We don't discount for retail sales. We don't discount for U-Haul, and we don't discount for tenant insurance. Whatever cap rate I'm getting on my income stream is applied to that ancillary income. So in other words, in this particular instance, that's $67,503 at a, what do you want to use, 6.5 cap? Whatever cap rate's prevailing at the moment, use it. Let's use a 6.5 cap today. That puts a additional value just for 5% of that ancillary income stream for this project. That put an additional value of $1,038,508. That's how much more we got on the sale at a 6.5 cap. Cap rates were actually lower when we sold it, but today that's how much additional value we would get for that income stream. Now, did we make money or lose money by having staff on site? You may very well say, yeah, but that's a large facility. Well, yeah, it was. But it's not hard to figure out. Take whatever your projected income stream is, let's say add 5% to it for ancillary sales, cap rate at whatever cap rate you want onto that additional 5% income stream. Make your own determination. I'm not including enhanced customer service. I'm not including the referrals that you would get and the collections you would get by having good, well-trained man. I'm just talking about ancillary income here. You determine if it's worth having on-site management. I'm not saying automated facilities are wrong and bad, and having managers on site is right and good. I just tend to like it. Wherever possible, I'm going to do it. Why? Because it adds value. And if it didn't add value and I wasn't getting more than I was paying in personnel, I wouldn't do it. So for me, unless it's a very small project, I'm going to have personnel and well-trained managers on site. If you're fully automated, that's great. I just hope you're in my markets. That's my thoughts today. I reserve the right to change them. Thank you very much. My name's Mark Helm, and I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Storage World Analyzer. That's the financial analysis software tool you can use to run that additional 5% ancillary income. Put the manager's salary in there. See what the difference is on your cash-on-cash return and your internal rate of return. That's the tool I use all the time. So thank you very much. You can find out more about it at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. Hit Storage World Analyzer or go straight to the Storage World Analyzer tab. Thank you very much. My name is Mark Helm, and I will see you next week.